Just want to share a few verses that I find very helpful to looking at what we are seeing in the world today in connection with Israel and we who are part of the United States of America. First verse I'd like to look at is in Genesis chapter 12. A promise that God made to Israel in the Old Testament. And I want you to notice, as we read the promise, it's unconditional. He doesn't say if they believe or if they obey. He doesn't say anything about that. But notice, chapter 12 of Genesis, verse 1. The Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Very interesting, brethren, to notice this. Israel today, it says in Romans, blindness in part hath happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And that is the case. But are they still the people of God? Yes. And one thing that is very evident, those that bless Israel are blessed. Those that curse Israel are cursed. This is the unconditional promise that God made. And I really believe that that's why the United States in general has been prospered the way it has. And today, it is basically the only country that is supporting. Well, there are a few other countries that are supporting, but it's interesting to me. And we have an administration that supports them very strongly. Brethren, they're pretty confident with the support of the United States. But what has come to me, brethren, is, well, it's going to happen. One of these moments, we're going to hear the shout. And I don't know how many are going to be left in this country, but honestly, I don't believe the United States is going to stand any longer. And you can imagine the awful consternation of that country, Israel, when the United States isn't there any longer. So it happens. It will happen, as it says in the book of Isaiah. We have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are in agreement. We have made lies our refuge. They will be at an extreme to know where to get their support. And we know that's going to signal the beginning of the last of Daniel's 70 weeks is the pact that will be signed between the people of Israel and the prince that shall come. That signals the beginning of that last of Daniel's 70 weeks. Incredibly wonderful to be looking at it. And how important to be understanding what's going on. One other verse I want to read that I think shows why can't Israel have peace. Go over to Matthew chapter 27. And here we have in chapter 27, the Lord Jesus standing before Pilate. And notice, verse 24, then Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Notice what they say. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. What an awful thing to say. In the book of the Acts, they say to the apostles that were preaching the gospel, you intend to bring the blood of this man upon us. They had already forgotten what they said. And that's why, brethren, Israel cannot have peace. It's all around them, the conflict, the desire to wipe out completely that name. And of course, we know it won't be prospered, but they can't have peace. And I think it's important to realize it's not the 12 tribes, it's the two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, what we call the Jews. 10 tribes been carried away captive in the time of this Assyrian Empire. And they were not there when the Lord Jesus came. It was the two tribes that were carried away captive to Babylon and then returned in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. They were the ones that were there. They were the ones that said this. And it's with them that there's going to be terrible, terrible time in the great tribulation. Those things are ahead, brethren. I just mentioned those things because one other verse I'd like to read is in Luke chapter 21, because it's extremely interesting. Verse 29, the Lord Jesus says, he spake to them a parable saying, behold the fig tree and all the trees. Fig tree is a figure of the nation of Israel. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know that ye, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Israel has gone past their 77th birthday as a nation. We're established in 1948. And some people say, well, isn't that a generation? But the generation sometimes isn't a time of years. It's treated as the moral characteristic. This unbelieving and generation, the Lord Jesus said in one place. So that's what it is over there. And so it's important to have God's viewpoint of this. Israel has an unconditional promise of blessing for them that bless them, and an unconditional promise of cursing for them that curse them. But at the same time, they have never faced their awful guilt of crucifying their own Messiah. And so the worst is just ahead. May the Lord give us to see things in the light of Scripture, how important it is to see it there and to have understanding of where we are. Lord, help us, brethren.